Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mirazi Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, or the schus Zev Shlomo Ben Bina, or the schus Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva, or the schus Avram Shraga Ben Malka Esther, Rachav Atzlach Chomasei Dem, Lerfuas Svi Ben Yittel, Lerfuas Moshe Ben Malka, Psar Shachola Yisrael. It says, Vayavoh Be'era Shava, Vayizbach Zvachim, Lelokei Yitzchak Aviv. It says about Yaakov in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Memvav, Pasuk Aleph, that he went to Be'er Sheva and he sacrifices to the God of his father Yitzchak. Rashi explains the Talarak Be'lokei Yitzchak, Velo Be'lokei Avram, that the Pasuk connects this to the God of Yitzchak, and not to the God of Avram. Why not to the God of Avram? Avram's his grandfather. Because you're more chayiv in your father's covet than in your grandfather's covet. And the Makor is in the Medrash in Parashat Tzadi Dalet Osei, and it's cited in the Ramah and Yoredeya and Semin Reish Mem. Si'if Chof Dalet, the Ramban asks that Li'idach Gisa, we find Psukim on the other hand, that you're grandfather precedes your father. Why? Where do you see this? Because it says that when Yaakov was davening to be saved from Esav, he said, Elokei Avi Avraham ve'elokei Avi Yitzchak. Oh! Kamo came b'parshas v'yetze k'shebarach Yaakov milavan lule Elokei Avi Avraham. So in these cases he puts the grandfather first, and he also brings the pasuk in Parashas Vayichi 48:15, Ha'elokim asher eslachu avosai lefanav Avraham v'Yitzchak. Again you see the grandfather before the father. So ma pitom, over here you have first the you have only the father, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. Whereas in other psukim, you have that he does mention the grandfather first. So in the Sefer Levi Aschein, who was the grandson of the Bach, in Parshas Vayigash, cited in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simon Samaches, he answers that we say in the Gemara in Kiddushin that they ask Rabbi Eliezer, if your father says, give me water, and your mother says, give me water, which one comes first? Rabbi Eliezer says, the father comes first, because both you and your mother are obligated in the honor of your father. So Levi Aschein is Mechadesh, that according to this, where you have an instance of your father versus your grandfather, you should be makdim your grandfather. Why your grandfather should come first? Because both you and your father are obligated in his honor. So if that's true, then your grandfather comes first, because both you and your father are obligated in his honor. And therefore you have to honor him before you honor your father, just like if your mother and your father ask you for something, you have to listen to your father, because your mother is because you and your mother are both obligated in the honor of your father, so your father takes precedence. He's also mechadesh that in this din of the Gemara and Kiddushin there's a chiluk, that if the mother is still alive, we say that since your mother is obligated in your father's honor, therefore your father comes first. Mashenkein, if one's mother is lo aleinu dead, so he's no longer chayav, she's no longer obligated in the honor of her husband. So this is like what it says in the Gemara, that if they get divorced, once parents get divorced, then they're equal. Eza she yirtze yase. He can do whatever he wants. So here also he has the option, if they're divorced and she's not obligated in her husband's honor, so then he can choose whichever parent he wants to honor. So here too, if his mother is no longer alive, and he can do something for the honor of his mother or the honor of his father, so he gets to choose, because his mother is no longer obligated in the honor of his, because the person has to be mechabit his mother even after she passes, but his mother is no longer obligated in honoring her father, so therefore he gets to choose which parent to honor. So according to this, in our case as well, when Yitzchak was still alive, so Yitzchak was obligated to honor Avram. And even after Avram passes away, a person has to honor his father in life and in death. And therefore, in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, and in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, since Yitzchak was still alive, first it says Avram, that Yaakov and Yitzchak were obligated in the covenant of Avram. So that's the Pasuk, Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Yitzchak was still obligated in the covenant of Avram, so he's Makdim Avram. So Tun Vayetze, when Yaakov's running away from love, and Lula Elokei Avi Avram Upachad Yitzchak. So you see Nachama, the same idea, that when you're obligated, that since Yitzchak was obligated in Avram's honor, so the Pasuk is Makdim Avram to Yitzchak. Because Yaakov has to obligate his grandfather more, because his father is, because Yitzchak is still alive, and he's also obligated in Avram's kavod. Hashem came in Parashas Vayigash, the Pasuk that we started with, Vayevo Bereshava. Vayizbach Zavachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. Hare Yitzchak Kvar Met. Yitzchak, by this time, has already passed away, and therefore Yitzchak has no obligation to honor Avram. So there's no reason now to be Makdim Avram. Adarab, there's a reason to be Makdim Yitzchak, because one is obligated more in the honor of his father than he is in the honor of his grandfather. Therefore, he has to be Makdim Yitzchak. And he doesn't even mention Avram. Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. Why? Because Yitzchak's no longer obligated to honor Avram. Because Yitzchak's no longer alive. So since Yitzchak is no longer obligated to honor Avram, therefore he only mentions Yitzchak. He doesn't say Avram. Because now Yaakov is more obligated to honor Yitzchak than Avram. So he only mentions Yitzchak. Mashen Kain, when Avram is still alive, then Yitzchak is obligated to honor Avram. So Yaakov has to mention Avram first. But when Yitzchak is no longer around, so then he mentions Yitzchak first. Yaakov mentions Yitzchak first because he's more obligated in the honor of Yitzchak. This doesn't answer the pasuk in Vayichi, where he says, "Halakim asher asochu avasaylof and Avram v'Yitzchak." There also, Yitzchak is no longer alive, and he's putting Avram first. So we have to. Doesn't answer that question. The Beis Yosef, in the name of the Maharam, writes in Yerodeh Siman Shinayin Vav, "Mitzvah loymar kaddish al imoy b'chayei oviv." It is a mitzvah to say Kaddish for one's mother in his father's lifetime. And if Bim Aviv Makbid, and if his father is Makbid, Afal Pi de Ima Asisa Lot Sava Lomar Bishvila Kaddish, Kavod Av Adif Makavod Aim. Even though his mother has a Tzava, she put in her will that he should say Kaddish for her, the covet of the father takes preference over the covet of the mother. So therefore it comes out that the guy's mother died and he wants to say Kaddish for her, and the father says, no, I don't want you saying Kaddish. He has to listen to his father because his father's covet takes precedence over the covet of his mother. So we see from this Beis Yosef, in the name of the Maharam, that even though his mother commanded him to say Kaddish, nevertheless, since his father is Makbid, his father doesn't want him to say Kaddish, the honor of his father comes first, because both he and his mother are obligated in the honor of his father. So therefore, the honor of the father takes precedence. So Moreno Agon, Rav Avram Genachovsky, commented on this Beis Yosef as follows. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in the tshuva that I mentioned in Kama and Siman Samaches, writes that in light of the words of the Levi Aschein, l'chora we should say, Shiyasa ma shiyirtza, Shemikaven shekvar mesa, Paka asvar deem chayevis bekavod baila. That this Beis Yosef doesn't seem to make sense. Because what's the whole vort? Why do you listen to your father over your mother? Why does your father's words take precedence over your mother's words? Because your mother is obligated to honor your father. So therefore, if you have a conflict between what your father says and your mother says, you listen to your father, because you're both obligated to honor your father. But according to the Levi Yisrael, if the person's dead, he's no longer obligated in the honor. So therefore, why don't we say about this mommy, that this mommy, this mother, is no longer obligated to honor her husband? And therefore, he should, like according to the Levi Yisrael, now the son has the option. He can listen to mom and he can listen to dad. He can listen to mom, because mom is an honor, he's out there, he's equally obligated to honor his parents. Just when his mother is alive, she has to honor the father, so therefore he has to honor the father also first. But if the mother is no longer alive, then he should be able to choose. It's like they're divorced now, right? Now they're separated. It's a different way of getting separating when she dies. And even though the tzivui was when she was still alive, and then it wasn't chal, because then she was obligated in the honor of her father, but now, chozer v'neor, now that she's no longer alive, so now the obligation takes effect again, or it takes effect for the first time. Let's say the mother tells the son to do something, and then they get divorced, and she doesn't tell him a second time. So b'shas tzivui, he didn't have to listen to her. She tells him to do something that conflicts with what his father says. So when she told him, he should listen to the father. But now that the father is dead, if the mother still wants what she asked for, now he gets to choose which one. Because now the mother is no longer obligated to honor the father. Rabbi Kiveger brings that the Noda Behuda writes in Tinyan and Ebenezer Simon Memhei that if a father commands his son to do something, and the father dies, and the mother wants the opposite, he should listen to the mother. Why? Because the covet of a living person is preferable over the covet of a dead person. You're right, you have to honor both parents in life and in death, but the honor of the living takes precedence over the honor of the dead. So if the father is alive and he wants the son to do something, and the mother is alive, so he should listen to the father. But if the father dies, he should not listen to the mother, because she takes precedence, because the living parent is more chashuv than the not living parent. So kol shekein benido nidan, we have a case over here where the father says don't say Kaddish, and the mother wanted the son to say Kaddish, but she's no longer alive. Listen to the father. Don't listen to the father because the mother is obligated to honor the father. She's not. But listen to the father because he's the living. And the honor of the living takes precedence over the honor of the dead. But the Beis Yosef doesn't write like that, because the Beis Yosef doesn't say that Kavod Chaim is out of me Kavod Lachar Misa. So the Beis Yosef seems not to be learning like the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda is making an awesome point. The Kavod of the living is greater than the Kavod of the dead, maybe. In the Divrei Malkiel, Chelik Beis, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Os Hei, he explains that the case of the Beis Yosef, when the case of the Beis Yosef, there's a special svara. The mashmos of the poskim is that at saying Kaddish in the lifetime of the father is tsar for the father, it's like a bizayon. And in such a case, even after divorce, the mother couldn't tell the son to say Kaddish if it causes tsar to the father. So that's why the son shouldn't say Kaddish, because it causes tsar to the father. It's a bizayon. See, you generally, you get to choose which parent to listen to if they're equal. They're no longer married. But now in a case of bizayon, but that's not so pashit. Because just like there's tsar for the father if the child does say Kaddish, there's tsar for the mother if he doesn't say Kaddish. So who's then now they're both having tsar. Either way. So why do one over the other? Get that you should be able to choose. And the Sefer Givas Pinchas, written by the Hafla and Simon Gimel, he's Tameya, and for another reason he shouldn't say Kaddish. That even if they're both equal, if he says Kaddish, then he's Makayim Kibraim, but he's overall Kavada of Bekum Vaseh. And if he doesn't say Kaddish, he's Makayim Kavada of, and he's overall Kibraim B'Shev Al Taseh. So what's better? To be over Bekum Vaseh actively, or to be over transgress passively? Definitely passively. So go for the not saying, and then you'll only be transgressing the Kibbutz passively. But if he does say, then he's transgressing the Kibbutz actively. That we don't want. So the whole vort that Ezesh Yirtzi Yaseh Begrusha, that if she's divorced, that if the mother is a Grusha, the parents are divorced, so then he gets to choose which parent to listen to. That's only when they're both telling him to do something. Both of them say, for example, like the Gemara says, bring me water to drink. But if one of them is kum vaseh and one is shev al taseh, like the mother says to the daughter, I want you to marry Josh. Josh is a very common Jewish name. Josh and Daniel. I want you to marry Josh. And the father says, I don't want you to marry Josh. What should you do? They're divorced. Who should you listen to? The answer is the father. Why? Because if he listens to the mother, if she listens to the mother, she's transgressing Bekum Vaseh. If she listens to she's transgressing what the father says actively, Bekum Vaseh. If she listens to the father, she's only transgressing what the mother says, B'Shev Al Taseh, by not marrying Josh. So definitely go for the Shev Al Taseh. And according to this, if the father dies and he says to say Kaddish after him, and the mother says don't, Shev Al Taseh, don't do anything. Go like the mother, because you don't want to transgress what the mother says, Bekum Vaseh. Better transgress what the father says, B'Shev Al Taseh, passively. And so it's the Chazon Ish and Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, and Arath Meseches Kedush and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Now it's important to note that the Beis Yosef brings another reason in the name of the Maharam. He says, because Kavada of Adif Mi Kavadeim, he doesn't bring this whole word of Kum Vaseh, Shev Al Taseh. Okay, so maybe he's saying a better reason, because Kavada of is more Adif than Kibbutz, but he would also agree that not to say Kaddish for a different reason, because then you're over on what the father wants, Bekum Vaseh. So we have a lot more to talk about, because this is a huge topic, and talking about Kibbutz Avayim is so chashuv. So hopefully we will be zochah to continue. B'simcha b'tuv leiv v'meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.